After millions of women rallied around the country and the world over the weekend to protest the inauguration of President Donald Trump, a spin-off rally on the first day of the Utah legislative session sought to underscore the message of advancing women's rights at a local level. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Thousands of Utahns trudged through an afternoon snowstorm, holding signs, wearing knitted pink so-called pussy hats, and shouting chants as they marched up State Street to the steps of the Capitol building. Salt Lake Community College student Allie Lynn held up a sign that said, "Love Trump's hate," while marching with her aunt, Amy Driscoll. She says she's never seen a protest this big in Utah.
I have a gay father, I have a black sister, a black aunt, and I personally have experienced things that have just really affected me here in Utah. And so seeing Utah do this, like, I broke into tears.
On a day when state lawmakers are beginning their work, marchers like Callie Saibara Cook want to remind them to focus on issues of importance to Utahns.
I don't know that we're being represented in a way that I care for. I feel like clean air and education deserves the funding over things like all the money that's going into banning porn.
Saibara Cook was referencing a resolution introduced by Republican Senator Todd Weiler declaring porn a public health crisis. She and other protesters are also worried, they say, by legislation they view as hostile to women's reproductive choices, including anti-abortion bills. Senate President Wayne Niederhauser said he welcomed the peaceful protests while still defending the state's record on women's rights.
I think that we've been very progressive as a state in acknowledging women and their rights and their ability to govern and being part of the process.
Organizers of the rally, led by a group called Utah Women Unite, say their plan is to get Utahns more plugged into local issues and keep the pressure on lawmakers during the session. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.
Women!